17, and it'll be located on page 860 of your pew Bibles. So what are we saying? Are we better off? Not at all. We have already stated the charge. Both Jews and Greeks are all under the power of sin, as it is written. There is no righteous person, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who looks for God. They all turn away. They've all become worthless together. There is no one who shows kindness. There's not even one. Their throat is a grave that has been opened. They are deceitful with their tongues, and the poison of vipers is under their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their backs are quick to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and they don't know the way of peace. There is no fear of God in their view of the world. Mac and cheese, lasagna, milkshakes, yogurt, ice cream, cheesecake, cake, candy. There's commercials all over television that says you can eat these guilt-free. Zero calories, no guilt. You can enjoy this. Can any of us really enjoy that? Can we really experience the full enrichment of the guilt-free foods that we crave? No matter what we think that the calories go away. But in our minds, we still realize that, well, instead of calories, we shouldn't eat 4 slices of cake, 2 heaping piles of lasagna, drink all the sodas that we want. There's always some repercussion that comes out of all of that. Remember back in the day they said we should drink diet sodas all the time? Consume as many diet sodas as you want. They'll be fine. Then they found out that, well, all the sweeteners they put in there is causing problems, causing health concerns, issues for people every day. So there's still the guilt. Remember back in the craze of the late 80s, early 90s, the fin category, where we take these magical pills and all the weight falls away from us. 20 years later, how many people suffer from heart disease because of the pills? Nothing is guilt-free. Nothing is simple. Nothing on earth can ever help us avoid the feeling of guilt, is there? Nothing on earth at all. However, in our spiritual lives, there's all kinds of things that help us obtain the freedom of guilt-free. Is there anyone in this room that is sinless? Dr. Phil uses this nifty little thing that he calls own it. It's yours to own. No one, no matter how bad you try, can make you sin. Now you can say, oh, well, Ed made me do it. Well, Ed might have suggested it, but Terry followed through. I got to own my own sin. You've got to own your own sin. Lent, we come together on Ash Wednesday and we really look at sin. And sin mars us a little bit, doesn't it? It kind of slows us down some because we still have the guilt. No matter if we think we're free of our sins because we've confessed, we still hold on to that guilt. But our faith tells us that when we truly ask with a repentant heart for God to forgive us of our sins, He washes them away and He never looks at them again. Now, I'm here to tell you that there's been many a times that I've asked for forgiveness of my sins and 30 seconds later, I got to check that one back on the block to ask for forgiveness again because it's back on me. Ash Wednesday, I was reading a thing today that says it's an outward sign of our sins. We're turning ourselves over as a sacrifice to Christ. We're showing people that we want to be absolved from our sins. We want to have that sin removed from us. Now, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. When you leave here today, the ashes on your head is just a sign. You have to make that inward change in your heart. We all do. We all have to claim what's ours. The sins that we commit are ours. There's nobody else's. We've got to own it to be free from it. We can always say the devil made us do it, but all he's doing is standing by laughing and celebrating because we failed. Tonight we have that opportunity. We have that chance to cleanse ourselves of the burdens around us. No one is capable of fully obeying God's laws, are they? However, one thing our God knew was that we was going to always have shortcomings. But by God's grace, He supplied a safety net for us to escape the punishments that we deserve. Because of His supplied grace, let us answer the call by offering ourselves as an offering to God, asking for forgiveness and restoration. Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, as we gather here this evening, Lord, I ask You to come upon us. Free us of the sins that we carry with us each and every day. We pray these things through Your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. The early Christians observed with great devotion the early days of our Lord's passion and resurrection. And it became the custom of the church that before the Easter celebration, there should be a 40-day season of spiritual preparation. During this season, converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when persons who committed serious sins and had separated themselves from the community of faith were reconciled. Yes. Were reconciled and forgiveness and restored to participation in the life of the church. In this way, the whole congregation was reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the need we all have to renew our faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to observe Holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word, to make a right beginning of repentance and mark of our mortal nature. Let us bow before our Creator. Almighty God, You have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of mortality and penance, so that we may remember that only by Your gracious gift are we given everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.